cute little navy blue can with the key. It was just a harmless brick of mystery meat. Well, commentator Mary Nanama Donkwa says for her, the word spam has morphed into a new kind of beast, the kind that clogs up her precious email inbox.
Of all the spam I've been reading lately, my favorite kind, by far, is the one sent by foreign nationals, usually Africans. More often than not, Nigerians. A prince or chief whose wealthy father has recently passed away. "I need your help," the email begins. Then the author goes on to explain that because of some law or red tape, he is unable to access his father's fortune. However, if I, the fortunate recipient of this email, would be so kind as to front him the small amount of money, say $2,000 or so, that he needs to bypass this minor technicality. Once his inheritance is released to him, he will immediately refund my money and add an amount up to triple that as a show of his gratitude. What kind of idiot would fall for that? I always laugh as I delete those emails from my mailbox. Then the other day, I found out. I had lunch with a girlfriend who was distraught because she just discovered that her husband had wired over $5,000 to help out an African man he'd met online who was about to come into some big money. I was speechless. Well, maybe, I lied, the guy really will pay him back. "Oh, come on," she snapped. "Anybody trying to make a fast nickel instead of working to earn a slow dime is a fool who deserves to be ripped off. And you and I both know that." Well said, I thought, wondering what new spam I'd find in my box when I got home. Well said.
Mary Nanama Donkwa is a writer living in Los Angeles.